Peloton's best offer of the season is here. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Choose from a variety of accessories, like our cycling shoes, a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. This limited-time offer ends November 28th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer starts November 14th and ends November 28th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this November 16th, 2022. Now, this is one date if I forgot, I'd be in big trouble because on this date is my 54th wedding anniversary. And so if my missus would be listening and I was to forget that date, I'd be in big trouble. 54 years. There you go. Very good. And happy anniversary, Mom. And tonight we have a whole lot to do. This is Pledge Week. Pledge Week. So I'm going to give you those numbers right out of the chute. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. All right, we have back in the boiler room, manning the phones, Randy and Eric. And then in between there and here, we have none other. He turns the dials with a smile. None other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
And then here, fluttering about in the studio, it's Lock and Load 88-pound Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
All right. Get out. Go on. There you go. All right. There you go. Lisa, she's my bodyguard. Folks out there, you don't know what it's like. You ain't made it till you got an 88-pound bodyguard. There you go.
Fierce.
Yep. And then tonight, way out yonder, is none other from the Show Me State, back from a secret mission. You never know when I have him embedded someplace. None other than Pastor Joe Larson.
Yeah, just a sinner redeemed by grace and coming back to go to work, boss. And I would say for your wonderful, lovely wife, she deserves a medal for putting up with you, probably far beyond anything we could give her.
Yep, and you know what?
I agree with that, huh?
Yeah, anyhow.
I think you better tonight, right?
Well, not only were we married 54 years, but we were together 6 years before we were married.
Married, yeah.
So do the math, 60 years. That's 60, right?
That is 60, and congratulations to both of you. It's setting an example for the younger generation.
Well, thank you very much for that, Joe. And tonight we have, even though she was here last week, we've got her back this week, and that is the medicine marm, the healing potionist, Miss Wendy Wilson.
Hello, Pastor. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. Have you ever been called a potionist before?
I don't believe I have.
We do a lot of firsts here on this program. And anyhow, we got to do this. These are the folks that came in off air last night, so the pledges. Anna Marie from Massachusetts pledged 50. Charlotte from Ohio pledged 50. Lammers from Louisville, Ohio pledged 100. Betty from Michigan, 100. Jack from New Franklin, Ohio pledged 24. Gail from Michigan. Anonymous from Ohio, 35. Stan from Ohio. We got a lot of Ohios last night. 100. And Lori in Oregon, 100. Susan in Redding. Where's Redding? Redding.
California.
100. And Patricia in New Jersey pledged 70. And our very first pledge tonight is from North Carolina for $950. And it's Miss Wendy Wilson.
Wow. Thank you, Wendy. And all the other wonderful people. Good Lord tells us we are to give as we are able.
Amen. And Wendy's wanting people to match that. She's asking for matchers, okay, out there. So folks out there listening, can you match Wendy's pledge? $950. We need a bunch of people to match that, because guess what? We came up 3,000 short so far this week. And boy, that hurts. So we're 3,000 short of what we should have. So folks, we got to make it up tonight. We really got to make it up tonight. So the Bible says you have not because you ask not. Boy, I'm going to tell you, it hasn't been because we're not asking. We've been doing that. We're going to get right into our message. And the title of the message was, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled.
Yeah, that was a famous phrase, isn't it? Sean Hannity kind of co-opted that. But let not your heart be troubled.
You know, I think he borrowed it from John 14:27, if you ask me.
That's possible. It's really possible.
Yeah, it's very possible. All right, so we're going to start here in Colossians chapter 1, and Joe, read verses 1 through 9, or 1 through 8.
1 through 8?
Okay. Yeah.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Jesus Christ and the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit.
All right, so in Colossae here, they were having a problem. Now, Paul is writing this letter, and here, this is one of the called prison epistles. The four prison epistles were Colossians, Philippians, Ephesians, and Philemon. And obviously, they were called prison epistles because they were written from prison. But he was in house lockdown. And so he was actually kept in a house, and he was allowed liberties of having guests, people come to visitors. And he was also allowed to write letters, and he wasn't really treated that bad. And during that time, he was able to lead a whole lot of people to the Lord. Every time, you know, they would have new guards, and the guards that get transferred, they would be sending out missionaries without them knowing it. And so here he was dealing, though, and as he's talking to the saints there in Colossae There was a couple major problems they dealt with. One, and the worst was, on that day, the Gnostics. And so some of the and then you had the Judaizers. Now, one of the heresies, you had two sects of the Gnostics. And they both believe that the spirit is good and that matter is evil. They both would tell you all matter is evil. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that doctrine, Joe?
Well, everything God created, he said, was for the good. The purpose was for good, not for evil. So the matter, all matter, would be the flowers and the trees and the fruit, you know, the food that's born, the cattle, everything that God created is to glorify him.
What about this Bible I have my hand on? Does that matter?
Oh, that matters most of all, because it's the living word, the eternal living word of God.
What about Wendy's medicine, her natural medicines for healing? Is that evil?
Yeah. God created that for us.
Okay, so both the Gnostics and the Judaizers believe that one must follow ceremonies, rituals, and restrictions in order to be saved or reach perfection, which they called being saved. What's wrong with that doctrine?
There's only one way to salvation. That's by the shed blood of Christ, by his offer of mercy and forgiveness.
Okay, so
there's just no other way. I mean, I don't care what you come up with. There's only one way to salvation.
So they believed that the Gnostics, that one must totally deny the body and live in strict asceticism. What's wrong with that doctrine?
Strict what?
Asceticism.
I can't remember it right now.
Well, they were, in other words, they were telling you that here, the two sects and the Gnostics, they were two very diverse sects. One believed that all matter, that the only way to ascend up that stairways to heaven or eternity is by abstaining from as much matter as possible.
Oh, that's right. Everything. Well, you can't work and do anything. If you don't have anything, you can't give to the Lord's work. So if you give, you go without, and you go with minimal clothing, shelter, everything, you're not able to do for others because you're barely able to take care of yourself, for one.
So they would have taken that to extremes. Some would live in caves to avoid seeing people. They believed that you had to touch as little as possible, eat as little as possible, breathe as little as possible. Some actually believe that you could literally live off the unseen things that float in the air, okay? Then also, you know, you had to wash as little as possible. That would get something, you know? And
keep others away from you, you wouldn't get the cold or flu very often.
Right, no. Those that were the males, they believed that if you touched a woman, that in only order to be cleansed, you had to burn the tips of the fingers that touched her, okay? So that was the one sect.
They didn't get married much then, so they wouldn't have any children, which are blessings from God. It sounds like a very, very messed up belief, right?
Yeah, so now, the other that were totally diverse, they believed this since they were spiritual beings, that matter could have no effect on them. Where, in other words, that since they were spiritual beings, that they could eat all they want, drink all they want, have all the fornication they want.
And commit all the sin, the gluttony and, you know, yeah, sexual sin. So they were on the other side. They were just free to do anything they wanted, right?
Right. So now here, so when it comes to asceticism, there was any help in conquering, can by avoiding touching anything material, can that in any way affect having sinful thoughts?
No, I don't think. Yeah, that would keep, you can still think, yeah.
Okay.
I could be in a dark room with nothing around me, close my eyes, and probably come up with a lot of sinful thoughts. So, yeah.
So if I were to tell you, Joe, today I didn't eat anything today. And Joe, I didn't touch anything today. And Joe, I never even put on any clothes today. And Joe, I never took a shower today. Joe, what do you think of me? Does that sound like it might be?
A wasted life.
What about like a
totally wasted life?
Hey, Wendy, do you see maybe a hint of pride moving in there?
Possibly. You know, I see shades of the Catholics and the monks. the Buddhas. You know, in all what you were just describing.
Yeah, but they weren't anywhere near that extreme. But.
Okay.
With these people, but I see what you're saying there. That's a good point.
Shades of it, yeah. Shades of it. Yeah,
shades. Yeah.
Now,
I just remember what Jesus said: "As you do unto the least of these, my brethren, you do unto me." And neither one of those sects sounded like they did much of the Lord's work.
Well, they believe that. Now they believe that that Jesus could not have been deity; that he could not have been Messiah. He could not have been deity because he was what? He dealt in a human fleshly body, and since all matter in that body is evil, he could not be God.
Oh.
So.
They had no understanding of the fact that he could overcome the lust of the flesh and lust of the eyes, that he could be obedient to God even in a human form.
One of the other things that they agreed on in those two sects were that you had to worship, it was required to worship angels. Certain angels need to be worshipped because they were angelic beings and they were not in human bodies.
Ah. Well, we know there's one angel capable of being worshipped, right? There is one. But that happens to be the pre-incarnate Christ, which just happens to be our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Before he came to earth as a child, he was still pre-existent, still there all through the Old Testament with his people. And so that angel was able to receive worship.
Okay. They also believe that there was the only way to salvation, to achieve salvation, eternal life, was a secret. And it was a secret that was only known by a few people. So what is the way to eternal life? There's only one way. Is it a secret?
No. God made it pretty clear. The way to the Father is through the Son, to repent of your sins and call upon the name of the Lord, and you will be saved.
Okay. They also believe that it was extremely important that you had to adhere to human wisdom, human traditions, and human philosophies. You had to know these and adhere to them. What's the problem with that?
You and I have been around a long time. We've studied, read history, we've seen life. Humans have caused more chaos, more violence, mayhem, stupidity, human intellect and knowledge. Every once in a while can do something good, but it sure brought a lot of horrible misery to this earth, hasn't it?
It has. Now, some of them also...
Over and over again.
Some of them also believed, Wendy, that it was better. It was that if you could abstain from all of these things to the greatest degree, at the same time, learn to find the best aspects of every religion and combine all of those aspects of all the different religions. What's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, that's, I don't know. I think, isn't that what they're trying to do today, is bring everybody together into one world religion?
Yeah, that's exactly what they're
exactly,
trying to do.
Exactly, yeah.
What did Christ say that was sufficient? Did he say that the knowledge and the aspects of all religions is sufficient, or did he say, my grace is sufficient? Which one?
Yeah, the latter. His grace is sufficient.
My grace.
Yeah.
You see, what the world forgets is you and I, Pastor Ernie, don't really have a religion at all. We have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We are, well, he calls us lively stones, and those lively stones are built upon the cornerstone of Jesus Christ, and we build a living church that worships the living God, because every one of us has that personal relationship with God himself through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's not a religion, that's a relationship.
Let me hold, take a break 1 minute here. Okay, we want to say, Dan in Indiana pledges 20. Jericho, the Newberian, pledges 100. Bill in Boston pledges another 100, yes. So thank you, thank you, thank you. At Louisville, yeah. Louis. Well, there is a Louisville and a Louisville, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It gets complicated. It was like when you ask where Redding is, I was thinking, I know there's a Redding, California, but 10 to 1, there's a Redding somewhere else in the country.
Well, let's pick up.
I just don't know where.
Let's keep going with here. Let's pick it up in verse 9 and read me verse 9 through 17.
For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthening with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
Well, now you see, some of the heresies brought, the Gnostics believed that God would not and could not have created the earth, because matter is evil, and God is good, and God is not evil, so therefore God would not have created the earth. And so,
they're basically denying then the existence and the Word of God.
Do you remember years ago when we had those nuclear physicists on once or twice a month? I'm going back into the early 80s, the mid-80s, and it would be regular, and they would talk about the 10 different dimensions that they believed existed. And it was an interesting thing, because one of the things that they agreed on was that according to all of the laws of science that they have, that we should just explode, because we're made of neutrons, electrons, protons, and all of this should just explode. But there was an unseen force holding everything together.
Right.
And so here, as he was talking about here, where he says that are in heaven and are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether by thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created in him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And
that
so
they held together. And weren't they searching for the God particle back there in the 80s?
Yeah. Yep.
They called it the God particle, the Boltzmann something, and that held everything together. Well, it's the power of God, the will of God that holds everything together.
All right, very good. Listen, I've got to give it out here now, and that is 888, the number, folks. We got to light those lines up. We got to light the lines up. We got to light them up. We came up 3,000 short. We can't afford to do that tonight. We need your help. We really need your help to stay out there to keep fighting it, because we got a lot to bring you tonight. And so 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Those are the ones where you use credit cards, too, if you want. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Now, we have a brand new CD that we're going to send out. And, boy, they've got all the favorite songs that you folks always ask it for. People, over, could you send me this song? Could you send me that song? We don't have CDs with just one song on it, okay? We got a brand new CD, and this is the one that we will send out now.
Pastor Ernie's Greatest Hits?
Some of those on there, yeah.
Okay.
But, Joe, there's one on there that's a killer. I mean, it wasn't supposed to go on there. You know, when you make these recordings, you do them over and over until you get them right, right?
Right.
But this one wasn't right. This one is so bad, it's scary. it's scary. It really is scary. In fact, if I would put this on a loud record player, and if I thought somebody was breaking into my house, I'd play this. This would scare them away. In fact, anyhow, but the only way people can find out just how scary that bad song is, they got to get the CD.
They'll have to get it, right?
Yeah, you can get the CD and the Red Book, the Bible Answer Book. What a dynamite, dynamite, dynamite Christmas present to give somebody. Folks.
Yes, it is.
Everybody that could use that Red Book. I use it all the time, Joe. And
we both do, because as we get older, the memory isn't quite as sharp as it used to be.
Yeah.
Especially if, like me, if you've had your head really scrambled a bit.
Well, listen, when we come back from the break, you can tell us about some of the things you've forgotten.
No? We don't have that kind of time.
All right, listen, we're going to play a song, then we're going to play a little clip, and then we're going to turn Wendy Wilson from Apothecary Herbs at 866-229-3663. We're going to turn her loose because she's got a bunch of info for us, so we'll be right back.
The pilgrims heard the sovereign words of God on the European shores, then rose to flee the persecuting powers that held England in her throes. In sailing ships, they crossed the oceans wide to the land our God bestowed, to plant the seed of Christian liberty so that all the world would know. Prosperity and health, but the ancient powers that ruled the earth grew lustfully jealous of her wealth and sent the British armies to make war with his Sons of Liberty, who placed their faith in God and by his grace fought and won the victory and proclaimed themselves. We the people, United States of America, shall be faithful and establish rights as Americans. We shall not bow down to tyranny. We the people, United States of America, our God reigns and proclaims liberty. United States of America. Of conspiracy unfolds in our nation's history, as the ancient banking powers that rule this earth tries to steal our sovereignty. And now this new world order marches in to make war within our land. And once again, Americans, it's time to rise up and take a stand and declare ourselves, we the people of the United States of America shall be faithful and restore our rights as Americans. We shall not bow down to tyranny. The
How we get a zombie apocalypse. Recently announced medical procedures to help save lives could potentially end in disaster. Thanks for watching Next News Network. I'm Ivory Hecker, filling in from my YouTube. That's Ivory Hecker on YouTube. Your freedom's at stake. Get the news that impacts America. Tap subscribe to preserve it.
Before I get to that, friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Right now, you can save $150 off a 3 months dinners, drinks, snacks, toppings.
All right. Every good zombie movie starts out with some lab testing, a new medical cure, or some person getting a shot for some reason, and then boom, zombie apocalypse. In a recent test strain out of science fiction, lab-grown red blood cells have entered the trial phase and are now being tested on humans. J-Post reports the National Health Service of the United Kingdom announced on Sunday that laboratory-grown red blood cells have been transfused into humans in the world's first such clinical trial. Two people have received the lab-grown cells and have not experienced any side effects, according to the University of Bristol, which is part of the RESTORE initiative. Co-chief investigator Ashley Mark Toy said, quote, "This challenging and exciting trial is a huge stepping stone for manufacturing blood from stem cells. This is the first time lab-grown blood from an allogeneic donor has been transfused, and we are excited to see how well the cells perform at the end of the clinical trial," she said. If bioengineering red blood cells wasn't science fiction enough, they are now genetically engineering white blood cells too. JenningNews.com reports, today cell therapies and genetically engineered cell therapies are mainstays of modern medicine, and scientists are working to find more applications. There are many researchers experimenting with immune cells to expand their scope and direct them against solid tumors, which has proven challenging so far with CAR T cells. Researchers are experimenting with stem cells to revive damaged tissue in degenerative diseases, including multiple sclerosis and amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS. Jen spoke with a number of scientists and company leaders to learn more about the challenges and successes at these two therapeutic frontiers. It appears that genetically modifying the body's cells is here to stay, but the problem with that is we don't precisely know what the second and third generation of mutations will do after the modified cells go into the body. There will have to be a massive amount of research to see what happens after the participants in these studies have children and those later generations have children to fully understand what can happen after we tinker with human genetics in such a broad fashion. Maybe we will get the apocalypse that Hollywood has been promising for decades. I don't know. Let me know what you think. Let's continue this conversation in the comments below. For Next News Network, I'm Ivory Hecker, filling in from my YouTube. That's Ivory Hecker on YouTube.
All right, we're back. And, you know, folks, we're at a point right now. Just recently, the world population now has hit 8 billion. It's an interesting thing because most all historians will tell you and theologians that the population of the earth during the flood is believed to be 8 billion. This is the way it's always been taught for years and years. And they did that by a little math. What we see today is the transgression of God's dominion in a massive way. There is no such thing as ethics or morals or morality out there today. Anything goes, and this anything goes is the Antichrist world system out there. And unfortunately, what's happened is just so much of government and so much of what is supposed to be the world's religions, the churches, have been, well, they've been conformed. And you know, what we see today, both in the Roman Catholic Church and Protestant churches, along obviously with the Muslims and others, are being conformed at a rapid rate to the world, this mindset of no morals, no values, no ethics, no bounds. And so, Wendy, with that, would you pick it up and tell us about this artificial blood?
Well, sure. I reported on this, get this, back in 2015. But, Pastor, you know, science has been tinkering with artificial blood since the 1600s. Did you know that?
I do now.
Yeah. So 33% of Americans require blood transfusion to live. So blood transfusions are a big deal. So they're looking for ways to make artificial blood because there's not enough people donating blood. And also it would be a way for medical science to make a lot of money because 4.5 million Americans need blood. And a lot of times people say, well, what's the difference between natural blood manufactured by your body and the artificial blood that they're making in laboratories? Well, the U.S. National Library of Medicine and the National Institute of Health, they said artificial blood does not fulfill the same functions as natural blood. So here's a statement that appeared in the Indian Journal of Critical Care and Medicine in July 2008. They said, while true blood serves many different functions, artificial blood is designed for a sole purpose of transporting oxygen and carbon dioxide throughout the body. So God's blood is very sophisticated, but medicine's is not. So there's different ways to manufacture artificial blood. They can use things like petrochemicals, to make synthetic bloods. They can use isolated chemicals, or they can even use recombinant biochemical technology and splice pieces of DNA from a species, or they can even make it from bacteria, you know, like E. coli. So they can create artificial blood from these things, and you were just mentioning in that clip, they were mentioning stem cells. So artificial laboratory-made blood for human blood transfusions tends to be taken from stem cells, and they usually use them from umbilical cords, blood from there, or an adult donor donates them. And so they've got many ways to kind of create a blood system if they really want to. Here's a quote from Dr. Suman Starker. She's with the Department of Anesthesiology at IMS Baranas Hindu University, Uttar Pradesh, India. She said artificial blood can be produced in different ways using synthetic production, chemical isolation, or recombinant biochemical technology. Synthetic hemoglobin-based products are processed from hemoglobin harvested usually from E. coli bacteria strains. That's pretty nasty, I think.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah. So, what was really interesting, too, is they call it oxyglobin. That's what they call their synthetic blood product. They've been using it in veterinarian medicine for pets, but it did get approved for use in the United States and in Europe. So there's a chance that that product could be intended, you know, for humans. We just don't know at what extent. So oxyglobin product does transport your oxygen efficiently, and they think it will work okay, but the artificial blood products will be especially tricky if you got issues with the blood already, anemia, leukemia, you probably wouldn't do well with artificial blood. So there may be restrictions on the use. But there's a big risk in using artificial blood. Wouldn't you think so, Pastor?
Yeah, you know what? I'm wondering about a risk today in using other people's blood. In other words, to prepare for surgery, I would ask them to take my blood let me use that for my surgery. You know, go in and give it ahead of time.
Right. If you have enough time to do that, I would do that. But, you know, real blood, the kind that you're born with, is composed of red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. So when blood has these elements, it's able to carry oxygen to organs and to the cells, remove toxins, and to remove debris. So if artificial blood doesn't perform like the real blood, and the blood vessels of the body, what they'll happen is they'll begin to tighten. High blood pressure will occur. Capillaries will collapse. Strokes and heart attack and death will probably be the result. Less severe adverse events would be swelling and fever. So it's really a lot of side effects like these that have prevented the sale of artificial blood because, just to be honest, it's hard to copy what God made, you know. There was a 2008 report in the Journal of American Medical Association. They were summarizing 16 human clinical trials that used 5 different types of artificial blood in them. 3,500 people had a threefold increase in heart attacks compared to the control group that used natural donor blood. So analysis of the research, scientists said that their conclusions were kind of negative about the artificial blood, and it varied. Its benefits and risks were, it's sort of the same thing, you know, regarding vaccines and prescription drugs. There's risk in it.
I mean, let me jump in here for a minute because two things you're trying to tell us is one, God's technology is far superior to that of Pfizer's and Moderna. And, you know, he knew a lot more about what he was doing than Mr. Fauci or Bill Gates. And so, and the other thing is, folks, the phone lines aren't ringing. We've got to hear from you tonight. We really do. We have about 5 hours left in this week to raise enough money. And the amount of money that we started out with Monday we needed to raise was $66,500 and something, I believe. And so what we're at right now for tonight, apart from the 3,000 we're behind tonight, we still have to raise right now $4,600 we need to raise. Before the radio program is over tonight, $4,600, and add to that $3,000 that we're coming up short this week. So those phone lines, we got to hear from you, 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673, or 888-281-1111. Can we get someone to match Wendy Wilson's $950? We need somebody to match it, $950. And here, Susan in Michigan pledges $100, and Kathy in Cleveland pledges $25. So thank you, Susan. Thank you, Kathy. All right.
Pastor, do you know why they really want to make artificial blood, other than there's a shortage of donated blood? Do you know another reason they want to make it?
No, why? Tell me. I know they want to kill us all, but go ahead.
Well, in 2012, the average cost of a real blood transfusion was $18,000, or about $180 to $600 a pint, which is the hospital cost, and it depends on the location of the hospital. Now, Europe is embracing artificial blood along with the United States. They have a company called BioPure. It estimates the cost of their artificial blood over in the UK to be about $1,000 a pint. See the big difference there in price? So it's kind of not clear that what the hospital cost would be, or if that's going to be a patient cost, $1,000 per pint. But it's if it is the patient cost, the hospital may pay maybe $100 a pint for artificial blood, but then, you know, the patient will be picking up the rest. So a pint of artificial blood is equal to 2 or 3 pints of natural blood, they say. Dr. Pierre Lefort reports that Brown Biomed, that he works there, says that the cost of the artificial blood will come down eventually due to the manufacturing process will become more refined. So people with using artificial blood will also have to be monitored closely, especially at the first. They have to go through more tests. They have to, and all that stuff drives up the cost, you know, monitoring and testing.
Well, let me do this, because here's what don't make a lot of sense, right? Mm-hmm. You go in and you give blood. You go to the Red Cross, you give blood. Normally, they don't pay you anything for doing that. You go in there and you give blood. Now, so this blood that they get for free, they turn around and they sell it for how much a pint?
Well, I'm sure when they get blood for free, then, you know, they're liable, so they probably got to test the blood and label it and put it in coolers and preserve it, you know, and make sure batches are rotated out on time and all that stuff. So there is some handling involved. So,
but there are places where you go where they actually will pay you for your blood, won't they?
Yeah, there are some places that do that, sure. Look at organ harvesting, organ transplant. So let's say somebody you know had a driver's license that said they donate organs, and so they got in a very bad motorcycle accident, and their head and they're brain dead. So then they start harvesting organs. So they get the organs for free, okay, but they charge the family of the deceased person the procedure to harvest the organs, and it can be thousands of dollars. And then what they do is then they sell those organs to other hospitals for other transplants and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, they get it for free, but then they sell it, and they charge the family for harvesting.
That's amazing. All right, Jim and Randolph, Massachusetts, pledges 600. Thank you, Jim. Edna in Manhattan pledges 100. Bob and Lori in Michigan pledges 75. Mike and Peggy in Oregon pledges 50. Dara in New York pledges 25. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, and I'm wondering now if I get my shoulder replacement, because I'm probably going to need a shoulder replacement because I damaged the other one. I'm wondering how much I could get for my old shoulder.
I don't know. They may have to, you know, decrease it by 20% because it's not working right. I don't know.
There you go. Oh, it's, boy, I'm going to tell you, you know, Thanksgiving is coming up. And in the days we're living in here, you know, because it's a time of darkness, 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 there's still, we have so much to be thankful for. And Doors of the Word Baptist Church, we have emphasis every service. We take time out and to praise God and to tell Him, you know, tell each other what we're so thankful for. And you know what? That's what I'm going to be preaching on this coming Sunday, things we have to be thankful for. Now, there'll be some things in there that might surprise some people as we list all of the things we have to be thankful for. So, and Stewards of the Word. Now, also, I have to remember to remind people that this Sunday, we're only going to have, there will be no afternoon or evening services, just a morning service and no afternoon or evening services, because the morning service this coming Thanksgiving, we have a Thanksgiving dinner together, and that goes all the way into the evening. So there'll be no afternoon or evening services this coming Sunday. So I remember to do it, and I got it done. And Wendy, right. do you have any?
Pastor?
Yes, sir.
Can I break in?
Yeah.
I've got a prayer request. Search the news. And they're in California, Los Angeles. In fact, in Whittier, California, there were 75 young men from the STARS Academy. That's the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department Academy recruits. They were on a morning jog, and a young man came driving down the road on the wrong side, going extremely fast, and ran into quite a few of them. First reports, there are 22 injured, 5 in critical shape, and the car was speeding so fast that after he went through the bodies, he knocked over a large utility pole.
Yeah, so I saw that on the news tonight. Why don't you lead us in a prayer for those people?
I would love to. It was one of those things that they've been doing this for years. That road, everybody knows they're there, but speeding the wrong way down a road. Dear Heavenly Father, we just think of all those young men that were out exercising, getting in shape to go out and be defenders of the peace, go out and try and in one of the most violent cities in America, risk their lives protecting the health and safety of the people, and that at least 22 of these people were injured badly enough to go to the hospital, 5 in critical condition. We have no idea whether at this time they're still alive or not. Lord, we know that you do, and that I would just ask you to bless them with healing, that you would cover them with your love and mercy, and be with all the doctors and nurses attending all these wounded, that they be healed and restored and brought back to health, Lord, that for your glory, and that they would be able to resume the training and become the men that it's in their hearts to be. And we put them in your precious hands, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Joe. All right, Wanda in Texas matched Wendy's 950 and raised her 50. So,
hey, Wanda.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Wanda. Thank you. And Wanda's been, she's been faithful out there. I want to thank her because so many times she's done this. And also we had Rick in Wadsworth, Pleasures 100. Thank you, Rick. And so
we have some wonderful, wonderful people out there, and a lot of them have been with us for years. But I do have to admit, in the past couple of years, we've lost some wonderful, wonderful listeners that have been calling in and supporting us for sometimes, 20 or more years.
Absolutely. Right now, we are $1,800 short of our goal for tonight, but then we have to add, again, we have to make up the $3,000 we're short. We're 1,800 short of the goal for tonight, folks out there. Now, the number are 888-281-1110, and that's if you have credit cards, if you want to, or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll be back right after this one more. So don't go away. Wendy, we get back. I don't know if you have any Thanksgiving specials you normally do. We'll hear about that. Be right back. So don't go away. There's more to come. A lot more to come. Lightning rounds, right? Be right back.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065.
If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.